Greetings to all the ardent listeners of Priceless Underscore Ellis 7 Ola. Welcome on board flight Priceless Underscore Ellis 7 Ola. It's good to have you all glued to your seat for Priceless Underscore Ellis 7 Ola. Kindly fasten your seatbelt as we take off the flight with the podcast show. Good morning to all the ardent listeners of Priceless Underscore LS7 Hola from wherever you may or could be this early morning. Once again, I say good morning on an early rise, good afternoon from a bright side, and a lovely and wonderful evening from wherever you may or could be around the world. Triple blessings as we tag this year shall always be yours. Welcome on board flight Priceless Underscore Ellis 7 Ola. This morning I will be talking about vocal. What do I mean by the word vocal? Vocal, as we all know, simply implies voicing yourself out, which invariably could mean being free with your voice. How vocal are you? Is it acceptable to be vocal? And that will take us into what we call being quiet and being silent. When we say vocal, we simply mean a way whereby an individual freely expresses him or herself. You express yourself freely and then you insist on what you have said. Being vocal could be detrimental to your life, and then it could be something that could get you out of trouble. It could also assist you in fighting for yourself, because by being vocal, no individual can dehumanize you. Now, when we say vocal, we are simply talking about your voice, using your voice to earn your respect, using your voice to conquer or eliminate a lot of errors that could be done to you. When people realize you are vocal, they tend to understand that they can't cheat you. They can't behave nasty to say so many things to you in a way that is unacceptable. But when individual notices that you are silent or you are the quiet one, they tend to take advantage of you. But that does not also mean when you are vocal, you should just talk anyhow. There must be what we call restriction or guard in whatever you say. It is not everything that you hear that you say out. It is not everything that is worthy of being voiced out. Your voice is meant to be heard when it concerns issues that are dehumanizing to you. Then you could raise your voice to defend yourself. By being vocal, you are simply telling the other party that
You are a no-nonsense individual. That you, although you might be quiet, but that doesn't mean you are stupid. When you are vocal, you are simply voicing out so many ills. You are voicing out so many errors that has been done to you. Being vocal is an attitude which you express by talking. That is oral communication. Though some people might look at you and say, you talk too much, or you are too arrogant, or what do I say again, if you are not arrogant, they might say you are a nagging type, simply because you wanted your voice to be heard. You wanted to correct so many ills or so many wrong words or wrong judgments that might have been done to you. By being vocal only makes you to defend yourself and take yourself out of trouble. But it's not every time you need to be vocal. You need to just relax yourself and then just watch and see what happens. There is an adage I learned from somewhere, whereby someone said, when you are quiet, then you are silent. A quiet person is quite different from a silent person, because they are two different things. When you are silent, that implies that you don't utter words. You just stay glued and you listen to what people might be saying. You give them full concentration. But while you are giving them full concentration, to them, they might just look at you that, this person is just them. Let me see. They could say you're a nuisance, you don't know what you are doing. But while you are being quiet, you are calculative. That is, you are putting things right within yourself. You are making your brain be at alert. Though they might not know that you are being quiet for that reason, that you are being at an alert. A quiet person doesn't utter word anyhow. A quiet person could just pretend as if nothing is happening. But everything going on, the quiet person understands it really well. Is able to study the environment, the situation, the scenario, and everything that has to do with that situation, the circumstance surrounding the situation likewise. You can see that when you are vocal, you say things and it's not too good for you, because when you are quiet, people tend to look at you and say, this person is an introvert, not knowing that you are just being quiet because you want to be calculative. You think deeply before you say a word.
Now, it's very, very good to be quiet because you are not noisy. But when you are vocal, you are very, very noisy.
I said vocal will take us into two aspects, that is being quiet and being silent. Now, when you are quiet, it simply implies that you are a reserved person. You do not do things that you don't think very well. You study the environment. You can say that it's confusing when you say you are silent and you are quiet. A silent person is just not talking at that minute, at that moment, at that particular period, that situation is happening. The person is just silent because the person is trying to be calculative about the situation surrounding, or the scenario, or the circumstance. But when we say quiet, quiet simply implies that the individual does not talk at all. The individual is a very reserved individual. The individual tends to not utter words because it is not in their character. A quiet person could be in a room and you might not even know there is an individual in that room. The person just sits but watches and monitors everything going on. But a silent person is just silent for a period, that is a short period or a particular period of time while that situation is happening. But when you say a quiet person does not like an elaborate or a noisy or loud character. They don't want to be noticed. That is why we say they are reserved. Now, our main topic is being vocal. Because I learned that you could be silent and quiet and you are being taken for a ride. You can be silent and quiet and still be vocal. How? People would look at me that you are contradicting things. No. You can be silent and you can be quiet and be vocal. But your being vocal isn't on a daily basis. It's at an irregular period of time that people least expect you to talk. Then that implies they have pushed you to the wall. They have gone to the extreme. They have gone to a certain point whereby you can no longer tolerate those things. And all you could just do is voice out in order to save yourself. When you are in a situation that is a relationship, you don't need to be vocal. You just need to be seated and be glued to your seat and then notice everything going on. And when you notice all those things going on, you don't say a word. Though people say those who are vocal are not wicked, and I accept because they say their mind out. they pour out everything within them, within their mind, within their heart, and then it ends there. But when you are quiet, they do not know your mind. They do not know your intention. They do not know your motive. They just believe, oh, this is just a quiet person. He or she can't do anything. Not knowing you could do worse. But when you are silent, it's just you being silent at that particular period of time. And when you find someone you are passionate about, you are romantic about, you are likely to pour out your mind. You can see that it's quite different from a quiet person, because a quiet person, no matter what, you'll never hear anything from that person. Even if you force the person, you will never hear a word. No matter how close or romantic the person could be, you cannot lure the person into talking or voicing out their mind. Well, I would say being vocal has its own side effect. Being quiet too has its own side effect, and being silent too has its own side effect. So which is good among the trio? I would rather say they're all good, because they have their purpose, they have their reasons for all these things. By being silent, it could take you out of trouble. By being vocal, it could also assist you to be out of trouble. By being silent, could also assist you out of trouble. It is only you that will just know which one to pick in order to make yourself a brand. To me, I know what to pick. To you, you know what to pick. But at times, it's good to be vocal. But when it's too often, then it's detrimental to your life. But when it is not consistent, it doesn't persist always, it is not detrimental to your life. So which one will you choose? Being vocal or being quiet or being silent? The ball is in your court. So you know which one to choose. I already know which one I'm to choose. It's good to voice out. But be careful and wary when you're doing such things. And it's good to be silent and quiet also. But be wary. Be sensible when you are doing it. Because there are situations that warrant you never to be silent or quiet, but to be vocal. There are situations that warrant you not to be vocal, but just to be silent and to be quiet. So you decipher whichever one to take at period in time. I hope you enjoyed this podcast show, and then don't forget my seasons coming out. The three seasons I mentioned, which are me, myself, and I, you, yourself, and you, then relationship, marriage, and then sex, sexual intercourse. Like I said relationship, marriage, and sexual intercourse. I know
a lot of people will take me on that. But just stay glued to your seat and stay tuned to your priceless underscore Helisemola, and then you will tend to understand why I said relationship, marriage, and sexual intercourse, not just strictly sex. But I must warn you that it is only for the matured minds. If you are not yet matured, please don't listen to the podcast on relationship, marriage, and sexual intercourse. Thanks for having you on board the flight, priceless underscore LA7OLA this morning. I wish you an early rise from wherever you may or could be around the world. I wish you a bright side afternoon wherever you may or could be around the world. And I wish you a lovely and wonderful evening wherever you may or could be around the world. If you need to drop a message for me, I have shared my voice message link, which is on Anchor. You can just message me and then you tell me your own opinion about my podcast, because by telling me your opinion about my podcast, you are simply helping and assisting me to move higher in life and then to make myself better in this podcast show. So I thank you and I appreciate you all. Thank you so, so much.